堂听 class.com。
Number 58. I'll just pay that ticket. Hey, miss, what are you doing?
I'm writing you a parking ticket.
What for?
Sir, you're double parked.
Yeah, I know, but I was only in the post office for a few minutes. I had to send a package to my grandmother.
Double parking is illegal and dangerous. It's a $20 fine at the police station.
Please don't give me a ticket. I really can't afford it.
If I did that for one person, I'd have to do it for everybody. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give you this ticket.
Look, I've got an idea. Let's talk about this over dinner. A bottle of wine, a little dancing, I'm sure you would have a change of heart.
But I thought you couldn't even afford to pay the parking ticket.
What? I was just kidding. Of course I can afford it, and the ticket. I just think that after dinner, you won't want to give me that ticket. Now, I know a little French restaurant. Great wine and a great view of the city. What do you say?
I say you've got a lot of nerve to be asking me out like this.First of all, you are asking me out because you don't want to pay the ticket. Second, I could arrest you right here for trying to bribe a police officer. Now, what do you say?
I'll just pay that ticket. Number 59, arranging a loan.
Hello, are you Mr. Hayes?
Yes, I am. Can I help you?
I am Jenny. We have an appointment to discuss arranging a loan.
Yes, please sit down. What kind of a loan do you want?
I'm not sure. My husband and I want to take a vacation for our anniversary. We would also like to buy a new car.
That could be rather complicated. We have loans for specific purposes. Buying a house, sending your kid to university, vacations, business loans, automobile purchase loans. We would require you to apply for 2 loans.
Is that a problem? Do I need a lot of collateral?
It is complicated. You would need to put up separate collateral for each loan. Are you a homeowner?
Yes, we are. But our house is the only collateral we have.
Where are you going for your vacation?
Europe. You want to see France, Italy, and Switzerland. Maybe Spain, too, if we have time. We want to travel for about a month, but it's so expensive. That's why we want a loan.
You know...Europe doesn't have to be expensive. If you ride the trains and stay in youth hostels, it's really quite economical. If you did it that way, maybe you wouldn't need a loan.
I'd never thought about that. Then we'd only need the 1 loan for the car.
Right. Now, are you both working?
Yes, I'm a school teacher, and my husband is an engineer.
It sounds like the car loan will be no problem. Take this application home.And fill it out with your husband, and bring it back to me tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Number 59, arranging a loan.
Hello, are you Mr. Hayes?
Yes, I am. Can I help you?
I'm Jenny. We have an appointment to discuss arranging a loan.
Yes, please sit down. What kind of a loan do you want?
I'm not sure. My husband and I want to take a vacation for our anniversary. We'd also like to buy a new car.
That could be rather complicated. We have loans for specific purposes. Buying a house, sending your kids to university, vacations, business loans, automobile purchase loans. We would require you to apply for 2 loans.
Is that a problem? Do I need a lot of collateral?
It is complicated. You would need to put up separate collateral for each loan. Are you a homeowner?
Yes, we are. But our house is the only collateral we have.
Where are you going for your vacation?
Europe.We want to see France, Italy, and Switzerland. Maybe Spain, too, if we have time. We want to travel for about a month, but it's so expensive. That's why we want a loan.
You know, Europe doesn't have to be expensive. If you ride the trains and stay in youth hostels, it's really quite economical. If you did it that way, maybe you wouldn't need a loan.
I'd never thought about that. Then we'd only need the 1 loan for the car.
Right. Now, are you both working?
Yes. I'm a school teacher, and my husband is an engineer.
It sounds like the car loan will be no problem. Take this application home and fill it out with your husband and bring it back to me tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Number 60. In the zoo. The zoo. I haven't been to the zoo since I was a kid. When was the last time you went to the zoo, Gail?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? You were at my apartment all day.
Exactly. Your apartment is a zoo. I especially enjoyed the ants in the kitchen sink exhibit.
Very funny. What did you want to see first? Lions, birds, or snakes?
I want to see the elephants. I think they are cute.
Elephants it is. We go this way. Here they are. They're almost as big as my sister's mother-in-law.
That's not nice. But that one over there has a nose almost as big as yours.
Right. I think it's time to go see the birds. You ought to feel right at home with their squawking.
Okay, but after that we should see the lions. I want to know what is louder, your snoring or the lions roaring.
I don't snore.
And lions don't roar. You should hear yourself. In fact, I'm surprised you don't. The neighbors probably do.
Come on. Give me a break. Let's go see the fish. I don't think there's anything about fish that we can compare each other with. Number 60. In the zoo. The zoo. I haven't been to the zoo since I was a kid. When was the last time you went to the zoo, Gail?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? You were at my apartment all day.
Exactly. Your apartment is a zoo. I especially enjoyed the ants in the kitchen sink exhibit.
Very funny. What do you want to see first? Lions, birds, or snakes?
I want to see the elephants. I think they're cute.
Elephants it is. We go this way. Here they are. They're almost as big as my sister's mother-in-law.
That's not nice. But that one over there has a nose almost as big as yours.
Right. I think it's time to go see the birds. You ought to feel right at home with their squawking.
Okay, but after that we should see the lions. I want to know what is louder, your snoring or the lions roaring.
I don't snore.
And lions don't roar. You should hear yourself. In fact, I'm surprised you don't. The neighbors probably do.
Come on, give me a break. Let's go see the fish. I don't think there's anything about fish that we can compare each other with. Number 61. Going through the customs.
Good evening, sir. May I see your passport?
Certainly.
Jeffrey Walker, what's your occupation?
I'm a writer.
How long will you be staying here?
About 2 weeks.
I need to see a ticket out of the country.
Yes, here you are.
Fill out this customs declaration form. Do you have anything to declare?
No, I don't.
Open your bag.
There you go. Just some clothes, gifts, and some personal things.
What's in this box?
Oh, that's nothing. Just some knick-knacks.
I'll be the judge of that. It looks like watches. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4? 10 watches? Why do you have 10 watches?
I'm going to give them to my friends.
What kind are they? Rolex. You must be a very generous person to be giving away 10 Rolex watches. I'm afraid you'll have to pay duty on these, or else we can bond them, and you can collect them when you leave the country.
Come on. I really want to give these to my friends. They're expensive enough as it is. I don't want to pay duty on them.
Then we'll have to bond them. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Now what else do you have?
Just some clothes and cassette tapes.
These tapes are bootlegged. They are in violation of our copyright laws. I'm sorry, but I must confiscate them.
Hey, look. I paid good money for those. I want to keep those.
If you insist in this way, I'll have you interviewed by one of our security officers.
All right, but hurry up. I want to get to my hotel. Number 61. Going through the customs.
Good evening, sir. May I see your passport?
Certainly.
Jeffrey Walker, what's your occupation?
I'm a writer.
How long will you be staying here?
About 2 weeks.
I need to see a ticket out of the country.
Yes, here you are.
Fill out this customs declaration form. Do you have anything to declare?
No, I don't.
Open your bag.
There you go. Just some clothes, gifts, and some personal things.
What's in this box?
Oh, that's nothing. Just some knick-knacks.
I'll be the judge of that. It looks like watches. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4? 10 watches? Why do you have 10 watches?
I'm going to give them to my friends.
What kind are they? Rolex? You must be a very generous person to be giving away 10 Rolex watches. I'm afraid you'll have to pay duty on these. Or else we can bond them, and you can collect them when you leave the country.
Come on. I really want to give these to my friends. They're expensive enough as it is. I don't want to pay duty on them.
Then we'll have to bond them. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Now what else do you have?
Just some clothes and cassette tapes.
These tapes are bootlegs. They're in violation of our copyright laws. I'm sorry, but I must confiscate them.
Hey, look, I paid good money for those. I want to keep them.
If you insist in this way, I'll have you interviewed by one of our security officers.
All right, but hurry up. I want to get to my hotel. Number 62. On the first day of one's employment. Good morning. You must be Kate.
Yes, sir. I think I'm a little late. The morning traffic was so bad. I hope I'm not starting out on the wrong foot.
No, not at all. Although we expect our employees to be punctual, I know what a mess the freeways can be, especially in the morning. Did you have trouble finding a parking place?
Yes, I did.
Next week, we'll give you a spot in the company parking lot. Now, I'd like to discuss your duties with you. We're going to put you through our management training program. It takes 3 months to finish. If you make it through our program, we would like you to head up our advertising department.
Is that in-house training?
No. You will have to go to our corporate headquarters in California.
Advertising will be something new for me. My education was in psychology, but I guess people are approaching advertising from a psychological point of view. I hope your faith in me will be justified.
I'm sure it will be. If you will excuse me, I must get back to work. Welcome aboard, Kate. Number 62, on the first day of employment. Good morning, you must be Kate.
Yes, sir. I think I'm a little late. The morning traffic was so bad. I hope I'm not starting out on the wrong foot.
No, not at all. Although we expect our employees to be punctual, I know what a mess the freeways can be, especially in the morning. Did you have trouble finding a parking place?
Yes, I did.
Next week, we'll give you a spot in the company parking lot. Now, I'd like to discuss your duties with you. We're going to put you through our management training program. It takes 3 months to finish. If you make it through our program, we would like you to head up our advertising department.
Is that in-house training?
No, you will have to go out to our corporate headquarters in California.
Advertising will be something new for me. My education was in psychology, but I guess people are approaching advertising from a psychological point of view. I hope your faith in me will be justified.
I'm sure it will be. If you will excuse me, I must get back to work. Welcome aboard, Kate. Number 63, talking with the interior decorator.
Hi, are you Jamie, the interior decorator?
But of course, madam. I am here to turn your house into a work of art.
Well, I don't know much about art, but I hope you can help my living room.
Let me see the room.
Here it is. Please tell me what you think is wrong with it.
The first thing is the wallpaper. Replace it with a pink paint job, and be serious. That sliding glass door has got to go. Put a greenhouse window in there as soon as possible. What else? The carpet is a joke. Go with a natural wood floor.
My word! I had no idea our living room had so many problems. Are you sure about all this? To do all these things will be expensive. I wouldn't want to change everything around if it weren't absolutely necessary.
I'm sure, all right. But those things are just the beginning. Your furniture is all wrong. The table is wooden. You want glass and chrome. Contrasted against the natural wood floor, it will symbolize the coming together of nature and technology.
Are you an interior decorator or philosopher? I'm not paying you good money to listen to this drabble. Just make the living room look okay and leave the philosophy at home.
Number 63, talking with the interior decorator.
Hi, are you Jamie, the interior decorator?
But of course, madame. I am here to turn your house into a work of art.
Well, I don't know much about art, but I hope you can help my living room.
Let me see the room.
Here it is. Please tell me what you think is wrong with it.
The first thing is this wallpaper. Replace it with a pink paint job, and be serious. That sliding glass door has got to go. Put a greenhouse window in there as soon as possible. What else? The carpet is a joke. Go with a natural wood floor.
My word! I had no idea our living room had so many problems. Are you sure about all this? To do all these things will be expensive. I wouldn't want to change everything around if it weren't absolutely necessary.
I'm sure, all right, but those things are just the beginning. Your furniture is all wrong. The table is wooden. You want glass and chrome. Contrasted against a natural wood floor, it will symbolize the coming together of nature and technology.
Are you an interior decorator or a philosopher? I'm not paying you good money to listen to this drabble. Just make the living room look okay and leave the philosophy at home.
Number 64. Meeting with a rock star.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. I'm standing in an elevator with the famous rock star Bruce Springsteen. I really love your music. What's the name of your next album?
It's going to be called Heavy Metal Nightmare.
That sounds dreamy. When will it come out?
After my mother's birthday. That's on Friday the 13th. The album is dedicated to my mother. She really helped get the band going. Did you know she bought me my first pair of leather pants? She showed me the right way to thrash hotel rooms, too. She's the greatest.
Wow, that sounds really cool. My parents hate your music. They say it's evil. They won't let me keep any of your albums in the house.
What a bummer. You should stand up to them. I mean, if you want to listen to good music, why should they be able to stop you? Hey, I've got an idea. How about coming up to my hotel room? I've got plenty of beer in the cooler, and the rest of the band will be coming up to party later. After that, I'll give you a private performance.
Really? Oh, my friends will never believe this. I don't believe it either. I'm so glad my parents went to bed early, and I was able to get out of the house. If they knew their 16-year-old daughter was about to spend the night with Bruce Springsteen, they would really freak out.
16? Right. Well, come to think of it, I'm really tired. I think I'll just catch up on some sleep. I'll see you later. I hope you can get back into your house without waking your parents. Number 64. Meeting with a rock star.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. I'm standing in an elevator with the famous rock star, Bruce Springsteen. I really love your music. What's the name of your next album?
It's going to be called Heavy Metal Nightmare.
Oh, that sounds dreamy. When will it come out?
After my mother's birthday. That's on Friday the 13th. The album is dedicated to my mother. She really helped get the band going. Did you know she bought me my first pair of leather pants? She showed me the right way to thrash hotel rooms, too. She's the greatest.
Wow, that sounds really cool. My parents hate your music. They say it's evil. They won't let me keep any of your albums in the house.
What a bummer. You should stand up to them. I mean, if you want to listen to good music, why should they be able to stop you? Hey, I've got an idea. How about coming up to my hotel room? I've got plenty of beer in the cooler, and the rest of the band will be coming up to party later. After that, I'll give you a private performance.
Really? Oh, my friends will never believe this. I don't believe it either. I'm so glad my parents went to bed early and I was able to get out of the house. If they knew their 16-year-old daughter was about to spend the night with Bruce Springsteen, they would really freak out.
16? Right. Well, come to think of it, I'm really tired. I think I'll just catch up on some sleep. I'll see you later. I hope you can get back into your house without waking your parents.